Thursday, 8 p.m. at home. I don't know exactly how long I'd been lying on the bathroom floor crying. I just remember hearing the doorbell ringing and wondering three things. Number one, why Mom and Dad were home so early from the movie theater. Number two, why they were ringing the doorbell instead of using their key to the front door. And number three, whether they were going to ground me until my senior year of high school or my freshman year of college. Finally, Miss Bree-Bree Brianna poked her head in the bathroom and told me what I already knew.
Nikki, you better come downstairs quick. Someone is at the front door ringing the doorbell, she exclaimed. And if it's Mom and Dad, I'm going to go lock myself in my bedroom and play Princess Sugar Plum. But if they're really mad, just tell them I ran away, okay?
I could not believe Brianna was just going to throw me under the bus like that. This whole thing was her idea. Miss Bree-Bree's paw spa was a hot mess. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Just great. I could tell Mom and Dad were mad just by the way they were ringing the doorbell. Still covered in toilet water, manure, and peanut butter, I sadly trudged downstairs to answer the door. All I could really say to my parents was that I was truly sorry. I had learned my lesson, and I would never, ever lie to them or hide anything from them again. I slowly opened the front door and was completely shocked to see,
hi, Nikki.
Brandon? Brandon? OMG! What are you doing here? I gasped.
Nikki, are you okay?
He asked, looking panicked.
I called your cell to see how things were going with the dogs, and, well, this really weird lady with a thick accent answered. She said you couldn't come to the phone because you were really mad about the peanut butter and mud and you were crying in the bathroom. She said something about hands being in the toilet and you closing her paws spa. None of it made any sense. And then she just hung up on me. It was so bizarre.
What?
I sputtered.
I was shocked. Brianna had actually answered my cell phone and talked to Brandon?
I could not believe that girl was putting all my personal business in the streets like that. Brandon continued. I thought I had the wrong number, so I called back again. The same lady answered and told me not to call her again or she was contacting the cops. Anyway, since I was right in the neighborhood working on a project, I thought I'd just drop by to make sure everything was okay. You and the dogs are okay, right? That lady really had me worried. And,
what's that smell?
Phew, he said, blinking his eyes really fast like the odor was stinging them or something. Sorry, but I was not about to tell Brandon the truth. That he had trusted me with the dogs, and I was a complete and utter failure as a pet sitter. So I decided to just lie about how I'd read in Teen Thing magazine that washing dogs in peanut butter and manure compost killed all fleas within 10 miles and gave them really shiny coats. And yes, it had turned out to be a bit messier than I had anticipated. So I was in the process of cleaning the dogs, my little sister, Hans the teddy bear, and half of the entire upstairs. Then I decided to change the subject.
So, Brandon, you said you were in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I was actually right next door in the White House. My good friend Max Crumbly and I are working on our project for the science fair. It's due tomorrow.
That house? I asked, surprised. You were at Mrs. Wallabanger's?
Yeah, Mrs. Wallabanger is Max's grandmother. Our project is called Using Distillation to Turn Dirty Water into Clean Drinking Water.
Wow, Brandon. Our bio teacher mentioned the science fair. Your project sounds really complicated.
Actually, it's not. It involves taking dirty water and turning it into clean drinking water. With enough research, one day this process could help provide clean water to third world nations. Anyway, for our project to work, we need to use dirty water occurring naturally in the environment.
That's totally amazing, I gushed.
We plan to use dirty runoff water from Mrs. Wallabanger's compost pile, but we just discovered that it's gone, so looks like we might not be entering the science fair after all.
Wow, what happened? I asked, concerned.
I know it sounds hard to believe, but it looks like someone vandalized her backyard and stole her compost. They also took a few of her prized flowers. Max's grandma insists her arch frenemy, Trixie Claire Jewel Hollister, is behind it. They've been rivals since high school. Mrs. Wallabanger has been winning first place in all the local flower shows lately, and she says Trixie Hollister is a rich, spoiled, jealous, sore loser. I was almost sure that Hollister lady was probably Mackenzie's grandmother or grand-aunt. I felt bad they were blaming her, but I didn't want to throw Brianna under the bus either.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear you and Max might not be entering the science fair because, wait a minute, I think I just might have some manure, I mean, compost, lying around that I don't need.
Brandon looked surprised.
You do? Really?
Wow, that's great news. Can we borrow some for our project?
Actually, you can have all of it. I was planning to get rid of it anyway, but I'll need a little help, if you guys don't mind. So I cleaned the filthy toilet. Brandon cleaned the filthy bathtub. He really liked Miss Bribri's spa mud. And his friend, Max, cleaned the filthy dogs in Mrs. Wallabanger's backyard. Brandon introduced me to his good friend, Max Crumbly. He was nice, friendly, smart, and almost as cute as Brandon. Squee!
Nikki, meet my good friend, Max Crumbly. He's Mrs. Wallabanger's grandson.
Brandon said Max is a really good artist, like me, and attends South Ridge Public Middle School just down the street. They both thanked me for helping them out with their science project and invited me to attend. Anyway, by the time my parents got home from the movie, everything and everyone was squeaky clean and fast asleep. Yes, I admit that the evening was a complete disaster. Why did I ever think I could take care of 8 dogs when I could barely keep a pet rock alive? But in the end, everything worked out just fine. Maybe Miss Bribri's full-body peanut butter massage did relax the dogs. They've been quiet as mice all night. I just hope tomorrow will be a lot less drama. Mom and Dad are chaperoning an all-day field trip to the Westchester Zoo for Brianna's class. So the 3 of them will already be gone by the time I get up. I'll just let the dogs romp, play, and nap in my bedroom, with their pee-pee mat, until I get home from school. Then, by the time my family is back from the field trip, Brandon will have picked up the dogs and taken them to Chloe's house, and my pet-sitting duties will be successfully completed. Which means I will have kept 8 dogs right under my parents' noses for 24 hours without them ever suspecting a thing. Am I not an evil genius?
Mwahahaha!
Well, I'd better get some sleep.